From Fort Worth, Texas, the Jesus Christ Said radio ministry is on the air. Our website, which has email and contact information along with past sermons, is www.jesuschristsaid.com. Now, with today's message about the good news of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, here's evangelist David Perkins.
Thank you, Brother George. In Luke, the 12th chapter, beginning in verse 54, Jesus Christ said, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, 'It is going to rain.' And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat.' And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time?" The blood-red words of Jesus Christ from the Gospel of Luke, the 12th chapter. Please pray with me. O Heavenly Father, may the words that I say be what you would have me say. Like the air above us, we cannot comprehend thee. Like the air within us, we cannot live without thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for your grace. Amen. Well, welcome to all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome. It's so good to be with all of you and talk to you. Some listen all over America and the world, England, Africa, and welcome in the name of Jesus Christ to all of you wherever you are. I want to thank Dr. Jerry Chisholm, senior pastor of the Arlington Heights United Methodist Church in Fort Worth, for allowing me to use part of his prayer. I love his words about God. Like the air above us, we cannot comprehend thee. Like the air within us, we cannot live without thee. Thank you, Dr. Chisholm. Today's Bible reading comes from the New Testament, the Gospel, or the Good News of Mark, from the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 17. The Bible says, "As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother.' He said to him, 'Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth.' Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, 'You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.' When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, 'How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God.' And the disciples were perplexed at these words, but Jesus said to them again, 'Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.' They were greatly astounded and said to one another, 'Then who can be saved?' Jesus looked at them and said, 'For mortals, it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible.' Peter began to say to him, 'Look, we have left everything and followed you.' Jesus said, 'Truly, I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." That's our Bible reading for today from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. May God's mercy be upon us all and his life shine in our hearts and in our souls. What is dedication? When someone suggests to you that you have to dedicate your life to God and to following Jesus Christ, well, what are they talking about? In our Bible reading for today, the rich young man just couldn't bring himself to part with his possessions, the things that to him, in his mind, made him rich. Jesus Christ knew better and tried to tell the young man, but the young man left, wouldn't follow Jesus Christ. I sense some depression in what Jesus Christ then said to his disciples, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. He was talking to his disciples 2,000 years ago, and he's talking to us today. As in our Bible reading from Luke, Jesus Christ said, "Why do you not know how to interpret the present time?" He's telling us that it isn't easy for us to give up our lives and begin the first step on the long path following Jesus Christ into the kingdom of God. I've known some in my lifetime who have told me, "Oh, yes, I know I should go to church," or "Yes, I know I should worship God," but you don't see them in church, you don't see them worshiping God, and they're not wealthy. That is, they don't seem to have a lot of money, but to them, they have many possessions that they just can't give up in order to follow Jesus Christ. Maybe one of those possessions is lying in bed every Sunday morning with family, drinking your coffee and reading the Sunday newspaper. That's fine, every once in a while. But most of the time, you should be in church, dressed in your finest, worshiping the one who created you. Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. What motivates anyone to follow Jesus Christ anyway, to become dedicated Christians, to live a life that Jesus Christ says we must live in order to inherit the kingdom of God? Why would anyone dedicate themselves to anything at all? I recently talked with a friend of mine, an old disc jockey pal from Fort Worth in Houston days. Many of you may remember the name on KBUI or KPRC, Ron Rice. And we had a nice conversation renewing old friendships, and Ron, commenting on my ministry, told me something I had never known about him before, that his dad was a Baptist preacher over in New Mexico. His father had started his ministry, his church, right there in their home, and it grew because of the father's dedication. Pretty soon they were in a church house, and Ron told me his dad had had a pretty rough life of drinking, and so Ron's dad converted all of his old drinking buddies, and they became dedicated to following Jesus Christ in the loving footsteps of faith instead of dedicated to having that next beer or whiskey at the local saloon. Ron's dad was so successful that in his last year in the pulpit in New Mexico, he led more souls to our Savior, Jesus Christ, than any other preacher in New Mexico. Now that's dedication. And to top it all off, Ron was talking along and said his dad had died in church. I kind of hesitated, and Ron told me he not only died in church, but he died in the pulpit as he was preaching. Ron said he was preaching about the road to salvation. Imagine that. Just as he began to talk about the road to salvation, God calls him out on that wonderful, glorious road to the kingdom of heaven. Can you imagine a more wonderful way to die for a preacher, an evangelist, an ambassador for God? I don't have the slightest doubt in the world that Ron's father in New Mexico had lived, had dedicated himself to the wonderful words that Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus Christ said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." What you are dedicated to, that is where your heart will be also. Now, you don't have to directly be doing God's work to be following Jesus Christ. The other night, Pat came to bed around 2 a.m. Now, remember that Pat is a kindergarten teacher in a public school, and this past year's been hard on her, rough on her. She asked for and was given the very difficult assignment to teach lower-achieving kindergartners all day long. I know if anyone can get these troubled children off to a good start, it's Pat Perkins, but all during this year, she's had very little help from the parents. I've seen her time after time do the work that in years past some parent or group of parents would joyfully do, for their children in her class, but not this year. This year, she's had to pick up that slack. What was the alternative? That the kids become as forgotten at school as they seem to be at home? Pat, of all teachers, wouldn't stand for that. I'm telling you that. So the other night, she was up until 2 a.m. on a weeknight when she had to be in class at 7:55 for the kids the next morning. She was up doing their memory folders. So these kids would have the same thing in the years to come as any other kindergartner, a folder with his or her memories of the kindergarten year in school. Dedication to Jesus Christ comes in many forms. Not all of them, indeed, perhaps most of them are not in the church. Because as Pat Perkins and many other wonderful Christian men and women know, it's not the church that's in our hearts all the time. It's the love of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God living there in our hearts and in our souls that motivates us to be followers of Jesus Christ, to follow Jesus Christ to the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ came to earth in human form to save us from sin. Jesus Christ is both God the Father and God the Son. Someone will say to me, now make up your mind, David, is Jesus Christ the Father or the Son? And the answer is, yes, Jesus Christ is both the Father in heaven and the Son here on earth. Well, how can that be, you say? I say, I don't know. That's one of the many mysteries of God that we humans in our limited way cannot understand. But that's a myth, you will say, and only those with weak brains will fall for that myth. And I cannot argue with you, because you see, there is a third person in this God thing, and that is the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that speaks to you, that says to you, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. Because if you do not allow the Holy Spirit of God to enter your heart and speak to you, no matter how smart you are doomed to a life on earth of sin. And furthermore, you will not enter the kingdom of God on earth, and the kingdom of heaven will not await you at your life's end, whenever that might be. You will dedicate your life to something, whether it's to the world and all of its false wealth and dog-eat-dog competition, or you will dedicate your life to following Jesus Christ on the road of the kingdom of God. Now, the ironic part about this is that you have a lifetime to make up your mind. For some of you listening, that may be 60, 70, even 80 years. For some of you, that may be tonight. I don't know when or where or how your life on earth will end. Neither do you. Only God knows that. I know that if the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now, in your heart, you will want to begin to dedicate your life to Jesus Christ. And there are those among us who call themselves Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, even born-again evangelicals who have not dedicated their lives to living the way that Jesus Christ said for us to live. You will become a do-gooder in your life. If you're sitting on a barroom stool right now hearing the call to Christ and you start to make fun of do-gooders, you are deliberately turning your back on God. You are too strong, you think, or too smart, too sophisticated, too tough to fall for that. Let me tell you, the devil is talking to you, and you are dedicating your life to following the devil in the world and turning your back on the kingdom of God. And you don't have to be sitting in a bar, as Jim Ed Brown put it in his country music song, Pop a Top Again, of years and years ago. You're one of those a row of fools on a row of stools. You don't have to be sitting in a barroom right now hearing this. You might have just come from church where you were prim and proper, sitting in the front pew at church. But you don't believe all this about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, or when Jesus Christ said to love your enemies. Well, he didn't mean you actually had to love your enemies. Come on, Jesus Christ. Maybe you don't believe you are one of those sinners that Jesus Christ came to save. You're too good to worry about the devil. I've heard some preachers call those who attend church but never really dedicate their lives to following Jesus Christ, they're called bench warmers. All they do is warm the church bench. Bench warmers. That's an apt name. Unless these false Christians dedicate themselves to Christ, they better get used to the warmth, because where they're going, it's going to be awfully, awfully hot. Maybe tomorrow morning you'll go back to the office and begin making shady deals that'll benefit you and your family, and to hell with everybody else. Now, it isn't a sin to take care of your family, but it is a sin not to love and take care also of your neighbor's family. When you made a deal like that and you look yourself in the mirror, you tell the Holy Spirit what a great Christian you are. You may be that teacher who despises the job of teaching, that it's a job instead of an earthly calling, and you shortchange your students. You join those lax parents in not seeing the children of God, the children of God that have been given to you to help them along their life's journey. You ignore their needs so you can get some sleep and not stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning doing journals of their memories of kindergarten, or doing something for math in the 11th grade for them, or social sciences in the 8th grade. You dedicate your life to you, not to God. Or maybe you're one of the many who rail against high taxes for the local schools, and you vote into office those who will be just as irresponsible as you are to the kids of the future and deprive our children of their basic needs to get a good education. Or perhaps even more insidious, you support your wealthy school district but couldn't care less about the poorer school districts on the other side of the tracks, those kids that don't look like your kids or talk like your kids or aren't as American as your kids, and you got to protect your kids from their kids. Deep in your heart, you know you've joined the devil. You've dedicated yourself to earthly treasures and not to those treasures that Jesus Christ spoke of. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. Jesus Christ said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is where your life's dedication will be, on the treasures of the earth. Or you can truly follow Jesus Christ and your treasure will be in heaven. The Holy Spirit of God, of God's holy love, is calling you to dedicate your life to God, to living the really good life, the really good life. That is the life of doing good for your fellow human beings, of following the three core commands of Jesus Christ, to love one another and love your enemies and love your neighbor as yourself. Every morning when you wake up to a new day that God has given you, you must dedicate and rededicate and re-rededicate your life to God, to doing good while you go about your daily business as a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, a computer programmer, a jazz musician, or an airline pilot, or radio DJ, or teacher, or a preacher. The first step is the most difficult, but let me tell you, it's like stepping off a cliff into a world full of love. Let us pray. O God, Father in heaven, from whom comes the light of all the universe, be the guiding beacon for our nation. Give us the courage to be generous as a nation. The Lord God that created the largest galaxy in the universe, who also created the smallest grain of sand, lovingly created me. The hands of the Lord God are here in my heart and there in the sunshine. The Lord is everywhere there is good. My God is the warmth that holds and protects me when there is danger. My God is eternal, and I am just a wisp of smoke. But God created me forever ago, and forever He will let me live through His grace almighty. The Lord God's purity and love will cure the evil injustice that we humans do to God's creation, God's creatures, and God's other children. Give us the eyes to see those in need and to help them through any means we can as a nation, as a church, as an individual. O God, maker of all heaven and earth, be our light and let the love of Jesus Christ, from which all humanity flows, come into our hearts. Give us the clarity of heart and soul to be good apostles following your Son, to be good citizens of this great nation that you and your generosity have given to us for safekeeping. We worship your goodness and your mercy and your generosity, and we fear your wrath. Give us the courage to follow the commandments of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, as He said for us to love one another and love your neighbors yourself and love your enemies. Give us the strength to follow His truth that love of God is stronger when giving of ourselves, both as citizens of a nation and stewards of a church. Give us the strength of character to be that light of Jesus Christ, that generosity of God here on earth. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're still part of the evil and the sinful world, you can change that. You can have God help you hear the words of Jesus Christ. You can do that right now here on the radio. No matter what is in your past, and it cannot be as bad as mine, you can become a follower of Jesus Christ now in the twinkling of an eye right here on the radio. If you're already a born-again Christian and have gone back to sinful ways, to barring from the church house door those that may need God the most, to seeking power of this world and all of its false wealth, if your light for Jesus Christ has gone out, ask for forgiveness now. Pray with me right now. It doesn't have to be exactly like this little prayer, but pray with me. Oh, Heavenly Father, Please give me the courage to live the life Jesus Christ has for me by learning to love those around me. Save me from being lost and being dead in my soul. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Now, Wednesday evening, you go find a church close by, no matter what denomination. Okay, that's the key, no matter what denomination. And if you're physically able, go there. Many churches have dinner and Bible study on Wednesdays. That's the very best way to get to know God, by studying His Word. And the next Sunday, go to church, any church, but go. And during this time of the year, if your parents of little children, make sure that they get into vacation Bible school. But don't let anybody or anything talk you out of going to church. You go to church, any church. Forget about denomination and look for the love shining in the eyes and the smiles of those churchgoers. This is a reflection of the basics of the love of Jesus Christ that is in their hearts and in their souls. You find a church, find the church, the instrument of God, the true instrument of God, not an instrument of some political party that's going on right now, and find that one true church for you where you can meet other seekers of the love of God. No matter what the name is on the outside of a church, it's what's on the inside that counts. I'd like to salute all you men and women on the way to Iraq or Afghanistan or just coming home. Perhaps someday soon in this year of 2008, as we Christians all over the world unite in the cause of the Prince of Peace, we can have all those fighting in wars go home safely. Good luck and Godspeed to you all. Hello to all of our shut-ins today at the Manor Care on Skyline Drive in Fort Worth, where Pat and I gave the interdenominational worship services this morning. And all of our shut-ins joining us, no matter where you are, some of you listen to us on the internet. Thank you so much. You are a blessing to Pat and me. I want to thank all of you who have sent us offerings to keep our Jesus Christ Said radio ministry on the air. Without you and your support, it would be impossible for us to keep going. I don't know how to ask for money to continue our ministry, and I don't feel comfortable asking. We just preach what Jesus Christ said to a hurting and a seeking world, but we need your help to continue going. Send your tax-deductible donation of any amount to the Jesus Christ Said Ministry, Post Office Box 162-712, Fort Worth, Texas, 76161. If you have a favorite religious song you'd like me to close the program with, please let me know. Today's song is Holy Is Your Name, and it's sung by Bebo Norman of Georgia, and backing him up is a group called Cademan's Call of Houston. Cademan, C-A-E-D-M-O-N. And I found interesting that Cademan was an English cowherder in the 8th century who was very shy, and as the story goes, would not sing except to his cattle. So one night as he slept, an angel of God came to him and told him to sing these songs from God for the glory of God. He dedicated his life to God and singing God's songs. Here's the only text extant of one of God's songs that was given to Cademan. Now we must honor the guardian of heaven, the might of the architect and his purpose, the work of the Father of glory, as he, the eternal Lord, established the beginning of wonders. He, the holy creator, first created heaven as a roof for the children of men. Then the guardian of mankind, the eternal Lord, the Lord Almighty, afterwards appointed the middle earth, the lands, for men. Here's Bebo Norman and Cademan's Call, Holy Is Your Name.
To hear me call. Now
That's a song called Holy Is Your Name, sung by Bebo Norman, and a group backing him up was called Cademan's Call. Holy is your name. Please pray with me one more time. Heavenly Father, keep us all safe until we meet again. Keep watch over us and keep our hearts full of Jesus Christ's love. In his name I pray. Amen. This is program number 821, titled A Dedicated Life. If you'd like a copy of this program, please write to us at the Jesus Christ Said Radio Ministry, Post Office Box 162712, Fort Worth, Texas 76161. And all of our contact information is on our website at www.JesusChristSaid.com. www.JesusChristSaid.com. Till next time, this is David Perkins saying, so long, I'll see you in church, and be sure to love one another. That's what Jesus Christ said.
From Fort Worth, Texas, you've been listening to the Jesus Christ Said radio ministry. If you'd like to hear past sermons, please go to our website, www.JesusChristSaid.com. This is George Thomas saying, thank you for listening, and God bless you.